heaven somewhere,
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
After the announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass with the Black Diamond Show here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Black Diamond Show, where you will hear about an hour of bluegrass music. Got a few interesting things in here that aren't quite strictly bluegrass, but I think you'll enjoy them all the same. Let's start off with Mr. Monroe, going back to 1941 for Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys doing In the Pines.
Yeah.
pines, in the pines where the sun never shines and shiver when the cold wind blows.
Above, all of our vows will be unbroken. of love.
Merle Travis is technically not part of the bluegrass family. But boy, I love this Black Diamond Blues of his that he's playing right now. This is from his 1959 LP that came out on Capitol, the Merle Travis guitar. While you're listening to Merle Travis play the Black Diamond Blues, let me tell you about our opening set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys from back in 1941 gave us In the Pines, and I played it from an old LP that RCA put out in, I think, 1969 called Bluegrass for Collectors. Then up next, I played you the original version of Dark Hollow, as performed by the song's author, Bill Browning, and his Echo Valley Boys. And that's a single that came out in 1958. And it's not technically bluegrass, but boy, that song is all over the place in bluegrass now. Then we heard from Jamie Daly and his father, Dobroist J.B. Daly. And they gave us that old song that I think the earliest version I have of it is from the Blue Sky Boys from about 1937 or so. Behind These Prison Walls of Love. That's from J.B. and Jamie Daly's record, Step Back in Time, which came out in 2020. Here comes Mac Wise and doing our familiar bluegrass song. You'll love it.
They gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you ain't behind time. This is not 38, but old 97, you must put her into center on time. He looked around and said, to his black, greasy fireman, just shovel in a little more coal. And when we cross that old wide oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. A mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line with a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he made. They were going down the road making 90 miles an hour when the whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steel. Now, ladies, you must all take warning from this time now and on. Never speak harsh words to his true loving husband. He may leave you and never return.
People turn their heads and frown as I go by. The hatred in their eyes I cannot understand. Please tell me what my sin to take this lonely road, where no man meets my eye or takes my hand. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. There's a cold wind blowing in this country. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. And I see freezes touch my face and chills my heart, for no one's there when I reach out my hand. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. Must have brother on, and each man's heavy burdens all of us share, for in the end we all will rest as dust and clay. What matters then the colors that we bear, and the chill will never touch us there. There's a cold wind blowing in this country. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. And I see freezes touch my face and chills my heart, for no one's there when I reach out my hand. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. Country. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. And I see freezes touch my face and chills my heart, for no one's there when I reach out my hand. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. There's a cold wind blowing in this land. There's a cold wind blowing in this land.
My love to take a walk, just to walk a little way. As we walk, oh, may we talk all about our wedding day.
Only say that you'll be mine, in my home we'll happy be.
I took her by her lily white hand and dragged her down to the river bank. There I throwed her in to drown and watched as she floated down.
Only say that you'll be mine, in my home will happy be.
The only girl I love, because
called she would not marry me. The very next morn, about 4:30, the sheriff's men knocked at my door. Now, young man, come now and go down to the banks of the Ohio.
Only say that you'll be mine. In my home we'll happy be. Dance high for the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio.
From the early 1960s, you're hearing Billy Baker play Billy Wilson, a single that came out on the Rebel label back in the day. Had to be before 1965 because I'm playing it on a compilation that Rebel put out in 1965. 70-song original bluegrass collection. Yeah, anyway, let me tell you about that set. Mac Wiseman gave us the wreck of the old 97. I played that from a record called The Best of Mac Wiseman. I think that version was recorded in 1966. Then we went to Kansas City, Missouri for the Bluegrass Alliance doing Cold Wind A-Blowin'. And that was from their self-titled record, The Bluegrass Alliance, that came out in 1969. And a big member of the Bluegrass Alliance was guitar player Dan Crary, who then moved on to California. Then we heard from the Brave Brothers doing business as the Bluegrass Gentlemen, and they gave you The Banks of the Ohio. And that's from their self-titled record that came out in 1962. From Western Pennsylvania and Northern West Virginia, here come the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival in 2019.
These guys are from that area where Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Maryland come together, kind of that panhandle area. They're actually from part of Pennsylvania. They have a new album out called Poison River. Actually, it came out in 2018, their latest album. The band was founded in 2014 with a simple goal, write good songs, honor the music, and take it to the road. Please welcome, from Western Pennsylvania, Appalachian bluegrass drawn freely from old-time bluegrass rockabilly and swing music, the Jacob Ferry Stragglers.
What?
Bows its hoary head, spring rushes forth in its stead, summer's just had its set. When the red bud blooms, red bud blooms.
When the red bud blooms, red bud blooms. Yes, still each spring red bud blooms. When the red bud blooms, red bud blooms. Yes, still each spring red bud blooms.
Form its branches bare so forlorn,
like a king in scarlet it's adorned. When a rainbow blooms, a rainbow blooms. When a rainbow blooms, a rainbow blooms. Yes, still each spring a rainbow blooms. When a rainbow blooms, a rainbow blooms. Yes, still each spring a rainbow blooms.
Thank you. words won't last. Nature's beauty changes fast.
In this life, all things must pass. Yet each spring, the red bud blooms. When a rainbow blooms, the red bud blooms. Yes, still each spring, the red bud blooms. When a rainbow blooms, the red bud blooms. Yes, still each spring, the red bud blooms. Well, thank you all very much.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unmown grass lies waiting for its coat to turn. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. If I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Alberta, let your hair hang low. I saw her first as she walked through the mist in a field of hay. Her hair lit the world with its golden glow, and the smile on her face burned my heart away. Alberta, let your hair than your apron can hold, if you'll only let your hair hang low. I thought my golden time would last, but the field of hay was soon cut down. In a short few weeks, it all was past, and my golden girl, just a painful song. Alberta, what song you're mine? Alberta, what's on your mind? my heart is so sad, 'cause you treat me so bad. Alberta, what's on your mind? Alberta, let your hair hang low.
What you're listening to now is Kenny Baker on the fingerstyle guitar and Josh Graves, and they're doing Texas from the Puritan Sessions, a record they put out in 1973. And that's what you'll listen to while I tell you about those three songs you just heard. The Jacobs Ferry Stragglers gave you a live version of When the Red Bud Blooms from the 2019 Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. Then from 2009, the Missy Werner Band gave you Snowbird. Remember Ann Murray's version of that? Yeah, anyway, that's from the Missy Werner Band's Drifting and Dreaming record. Then the last thing in the set was from someone who, again, I don't think of him as strictly bluegrass, but man, he's influenced bluegrass guitarists and singing. Doc Watson, doing the prettiest song on his 1966 LP Southbound, Alberta. Yeah. Here comes a hot young band from Colorado called the Rail Splitters. Thanks for tuning in to the Black Diamond Show.
Oh, my mind is like an old tilt-a-whirl. It never seems to stop, not even for this girl. And I'd like to think that my life could be a whole lot better off if you were here with me.
I looked at the valleys down below. They were green just as far as I could see. As my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the day that used to be. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. On a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown. If you ever think of me, or if time has blotted out your memory, as I listen to the breeze whisper gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. All alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown. To be on a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown.
When I die. earth meets the sky. Underneath the pine trees, find a peaceful spot. Lay me there to rest when I die.
Lay me there to rest when I die.
Lay me there to rest when I die.
Was Mike Scott, who organized a compilation called Home Sweet Home Civil War Era Songs that came out in 2013. And from this record, you're listening to Mike Scott, Adam Steffi, and Rob Ickes, and Aubrey Haney, Tim Stafford, and Ben Isaacs play Bill Cheatham. That's what we use as a music bed while I tell you about those three songs you just heard. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Colorado's The Rail Splitters, and they did Tilt-A-Whirl from their 2015 record, The Faster It Goes. Then we went back to 1972 for Del McCoury and the Dixie Pals, and they did their version of Ola Bell Reed's High in a Mountain, which ended up being the title track on that 1972 Rounder LP they put out. And then the last thing in the set was a new single from Kenny and Amanda Smith, just called Mountaintop. Next, here comes Dan Tominski revisiting an old favorite.
I've been to the doctor, he says I'm all right. I know he's lying, I'm losing my sight. He should have examined the eyes of my mind. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. Since she's gone and left me, I feel so long. I carry a heart that is heavy as stone. I knew that she cheated, I knew all the time. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. We
With my eyes wide open, I lay in my bed. If it wasn't for dying, I wish I was dead. This is my punishment, death is too kind.
20/20 vision and walking round blind.
You just couldn't know her the way that I do. You say that she's wicked and maybe it's true. One thing I do know, she's no longer mine.
20/20 vision and walking round blind.
I've lost her, I've lost her, oh, what will I do? I bet you're not happy if she's there with you. The eyes of your heart will have trouble like mine.
20/20 vision and walking round blind. 20/20 vision and walking round blind.
Last night in the dream, love, I woke as the clock was striking four. But I didn't think that it made you. And now as you walk through the door,
I'm sitting here with me a darling, and I love you so. I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, 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 hey.
Stood there before me, I wondered if I'd ever get you off of my mind. And the tears filled my eyes when you vanished, with your golden curls hanging down behind.
I'm sitting here with me, my darling, and I'll never be the same.
Some dark night when I'm here all alone, would you tell me, sweetheart, that you love me? Some dark night I'm here all alone.
I'm sitting here with me, love, darling, and I love you the same. I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, hey, hey.
In 1968, Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers put out an instrumental record called With the Travelin' Blues, and from that you're listening to Life's Railway to Heaven. So let me tell you about those two songs you heard, and then we'll close down with the gospel number. Dan Tominski gave us 20/20 Vision from that compilation which came out in 2021 called Industrial Strength Bluegrass. A whole bunch of music from southwestern Ohio. And then from back in 1961, you heard the Stanley Brothers doing Hey, Hey, Hey. That was recorded on the Starday label. Thank you. time for one more. Here comes J.D. Crowe, Doyle Lawson, and Paul Williams doing "This World Is Not My Home." Thanks for tuning in to The Black Diamond Show.
This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Me, that's one thing I know. I fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what would I do? Angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, there'll be no dying there. The saints are shouting victory and singing everywhere. I hear the voice of those that's gone on before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for having listened to episode 163 of The Black Diamond Show. And you can always send me any comments or requests on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, either Gmail or Yahoo. And like I said, if you want to make any comments on today's show, this was episode 163. You just heard J.D. Crowe, Doyle Lawson, and Paul Williams doing "The World Is Not My Home" from their 2010 record Old Friends Get Together. And that's how we close down today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
All 100 years from now, I won't be crying. 100 years from now, I won't be blue. And my heart would have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. It seems that it was yesterday you told me couldn't live without my love somehow. Now that you're with another, it breaks my heart somehow. I won't care 100 years from now. Thought 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart would have forgotten you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. How do you recall the night, sweetheart, you promised? Another's kiss you never would allow. That's all in the past, dear, it didn't seem to last. I won't care 100 years from now. Lord, 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart would have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
We have hit the midway mark of the Viva La Mock radio program. Appreciate you hanging in, or maybe you just tuned in because you're like, dude, you played boring stuff for the first 2 hours. It's that last 2 hours that you're rocking. Speaking of rocking, you are rocking WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul, and it is that show called Viva La Mock. I have a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to right now. Before I get to the either of these calendars, I got to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3325. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT music and radio calendar. We're going to start things off with the radio calendar, some events I'm familiar with that are going on around town. For example, Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art, they are hosting Inside Out. It's celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, drinks, and more. Inside Out extends the museum experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art-making, food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and more. Again, that's Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 down on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Also, don't forget over at the Warhol, they're doing the Taste of Grace exhibition. We're talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Of course, Warhol and Jones, they met in the mid-70s and remained lifelong friends. The exhibit actually highlights Jones as a cultural sensation. It includes portraits of by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. Find out more information at warhol.org. You can always visit the Warhol down on Sandusky Street on the north side, north shore, whatever they call that these days. This exhibit goes on now through the 29th of November. A couple things happening in September. For example, the Pittsburgh Irish Fest is coming back. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more on four stages. It's at the Lots at Sandcastle in the Homestead area. It is September 10th through the 12th, which is a Sunday, a Friday through Sunday. For more information, pghirishfest.org. What about, you got the Irish Fest, what about the Scottish Fest? Yeah, well, we call that the Ligonier Highland Games. And the 62nd annual Highland Games is happening out at Idlewild Park in Ligonier. Now, that is Saturday the 18th. It's the following weekend. It's a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You can see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. Gates open at 8 a.m. For a full schedule of events, go to LigonierHighlandGames.org. And don't forget about the Lawrenceville Farmers Market, which happens each and every Tuesday at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. It's from 3 to 7, rain or shine. There are tons of vendors. It's a good time for good food. More information can be found at, just email market@lunited.org, or you can call 412-802-7220. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, what you have to do is send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention now to that thing I call the WRCT music calendar, which I'm guessing in the month of September is going to be a very fluid music calendar because things are changing, you know? KISS, the day of their show, it made national headlines, had to postpone their Pittsburgh show this past week. Why? Because Paul Stanley came down with COVID. So we hope he's doing better, and since he was vaccinated, I'm sure his symptoms will be milder, because that's what happens when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You can still pass COVID on. But the chances of you being in a hospital respirator, very slim. Very slim. It has nothing to do with my music calendar. So yes, I know the program director is knocking on the window going, music calendar, Moxer, music, yes, okay, going to the music calendar. Music calendar, here we go. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days, weeks, all that. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, scrolling. Keep that mouse scrolling. All right, here we go. Here's some shows happening, apparently. Murder Junkies in town on Friday, the 3rd of September, playing Preserving Underground. The Oaks Theater is hosting Pure Gold that same evening, and the Tamburitzins are doing a free show at South Park Amphitheater. No Bad Juju down at Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver on Saturday the 4th. Doobie Brothers are out at Star Lake, and Terrapin Flyer at Thunderbird on that day. Waxahachie with a Katie.
RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
So I was not going to talk about this because I genuinely didn't think that it would need debunking, that it would need a discussion. But sadly, it does, because there is a new ivermectin. And again, study. I hate to use the word study, and you'll see why shortly, because really what we're talking about is a conference abstract. But there is a new purported ivermectin study, which all sorts of right wingers, including Jordan Peterson and others, have been promoting and saying, look, here's the proof. Here's the proof that ivermectin, this cheap drug, is good for preventing death from COVID. They've been covering it up and we got it. We got the information. However, even the author of the paper says that's not what the paper says. We have retracted the paper. And there are now actual better studies on this matter, and people need to stop pointing to his paper as proof that ivermectin works to prevent death from COVID. Now, as many of you might know, if we want to test whether a medication or treatment is worth using against a particular disease or condition, the gold standard is a double-blind randomized controlled trial, which compares the treatment you're testing against the standard of care at the time, meaning the best known treatment that's available at the time. So for ivermectin, you would take a group of people, you would ensure that there are no differences between the groups in terms of characteristics, or that you've equalized or adjusted for those differences in characteristics. You'd give half ivermectin, you'd give the other half the standard of care. the doctors shouldn't know who's getting what, the patients shouldn't know who's getting what, and you compare the outcomes. Does one group have a different outcome than the other? We actually have an RCT, randomized controlled trial, on ivermectin, as I told you about back in February. That study is called Efficacy of Ivermectin Treatment on Disease Progression Among Adults with Mild to Moderate COVID-19 and Comorbidities. That study, a good study, a properly done study, found that ivermectin doesn't work for treating COVID, for preventing death from COVID. So we had that study. It was a very good study, and we thought it was finally time to put the issue to bed. But there is a new study, but it's not really a study. It's a conference abstract, and it's actually months old based on even older data, which is being wildly distorted to claim that ivermectin is extraordinarily efficacious for preventing COVID deaths. Now, as a reminder, I would love it if that was the case, because ivermectin is really cheap. If ivermectin were really effective at preventing death from COVID, I would be thrilled. I have no ideological horse in this race whatsoever, but we have one good RCT that says ivermectin doesn't work. We've got to be really sure we have something that gives us a different perspective. Well, a lot of folks on the internet think it does. Dr. John Campbell, who's not a medical doctor, important.